Good afternoon, everyone.
My name is Maria Belenke. I'm a graduate research assistant at Iowa State University in the Department of Horticulture. And I'm going to be talking today about integrating chickens and cover crops into organic vegetable cropping systems for soil health. First of all, I want to say that integrated systems are necessary for creating sustainable organic systems that adhere to the ecological principles that organic practices were founded on, such as closed nutrient cycles and building soil health. And I want to make the distinction between integrated systems and diversified systems. And by integrated systems, I mean systems that where the components in the system can benefit each other, moving more towards these closed loops that we're aiming for. And so by soil health, I want to describe this a little bit because oftentimes we have different ideas. And for me, soil health means a soil that can maintain the necessary functions that are needed to maintain plant life and, in turn, human life. And over time, we've kind of been able to develop some what I would call soil health indicators, something that kind of we've been talking about all these other presentations before. And those would include like soil respiration, microbial activity, an abundance of microbes in the soil, cation exchange capacity, organic matter, and so on. In vegetable production and organic vegetable production, minimal work has been done looking at the integration of animals into organic vegetable production. Unlike the systems like agronomic crops where livestock has been integrated, that hasn't been looked at with vegetable production. And some of the reasons, I think, is because organic vegetable production often is a smaller scale compared to some agronomic systems, as well as the high startup costs and capital investment that's needed for, ruminants, I would say. And so chickens are an option for vegetable production because unlike their ruminant counterparts, these monogastrics are small in size. They require limited startup capital and investment, especially when raised in an alternative system like a pastured system. The other thing is that in a pastured system, you're getting outdoor access for the chickens, which is a requirement for organic poultry production. And pastured poultry often captures a premium in the market, so you're getting this benefit of having the chickens and creating an integrated system, but also being able to raise organic chickens with the requirements that are needed. Additionally, if chickens are raised following an organic vegetable crop, they have a seafood diet, so if they see it, they eat it, and they tend to clean up whatever vegetable debris or residue is left over in the soil. And they also, this vegetable debris could also provide a diverse food source for the chickens, which might have some additional micronutrients that might benefit the chickens as well. Additionally, another ecological principle that organic practices are founded on is building biodiversity on the farm. And by adding chickens, you're having another thing on the farm that builds biodiversity. And so the objectives for this project were to basically create an integrated system where chickens could be integrated successfully into organic vegetable production systems, and then examine the effects of soil health when chickens were integrated. We also wanted to look at how chickens raised in an alternative system, such as out on pasture, might be affected when they're integrated into this type of system. And the way we did that was to create three different integrated systems where chickens were integrated either in the spring or the fall, and then also try to mimic a more typical organic vegetable rotation where we just grew vegetables with cover crops. And so just to show you those systems. So this is a project that is currently in its third year, and so I'm going to be showing you information from the last 2 years, 2017 and 2018, and the different rotations that we used for those years. And another idea that we wanted to mimic with this, with these rotations, was to, we wanted to look at, see how soil health was also affected over time. And so we also wanted to basically mimic how an organic grower might not plant the same crop from the same family in the same plot year after year. And so the different vegetables that were grown each year changed. And so here we have the three rotations that we used. In 2017, our spring vegetable was broccoli. And like I said, we wanted to integrate chickens either in the summer or the fall. And so chickens followed broccoli after broccoli harvest, which was then followed by a fall cover crop of cereal rye. For the R2 rotation, where chickens were integrated in the fall, we had a summer cover crop of oats and crimson clover that followed the broccoli. And then for our no chicken rotation, or R3, we did the broccoli, that summer cover crop of oats and crimson clover, and then a fall crop of lettuce. So in 2018, so following that practice of not having the same vegetable or even same family of vegetables grown in the same plot year after year, our spring vegetable was lettuce. And then everything else was the same in our R1 and R2 treatments. But for R3, we grew peppers with our cover crop interseeded between the pepper rows for the duration of the season. And this was a randomized complete block design that was replicated 4 times. And so the way that we integrated the chickens, we used this floorless movable coop, or some people know it as a chicken tractor, where basically this movable coop, we move it around every day, allowing the chickens to forage on fresh cover crop or vegetable debris, whatever it is that's there. And we had 10 birds in each of the replications of the coops. Okay. So like I said, we wanted to look at soil health. And so these little soil probes that are up here on our rotation calendar indicate where we collect, when and where we collected soil samples. And what we did was on after harvest of our spring vegetable, and again at the end of the season, we analyzed these particular soil samples for microbial biomass as well as active carbon, which active carbon has been known to be able to indicate slight changes in management practices when analyzed. And so these are the results for the microbial biomass. So again, we wanted to not only look at the differences between the treatments within a given sampling time, but also we wanted to look at repeated measures and see how the soil health might be changing over time by having these integrated systems. So first looking at just the treatments at the given sampling times, we see that after harvest in 2017, so this is basically the beginning of the project, no chickens or cover crops have been integrated yet, and there's no difference between the three treatments. Makes sense. At the end of the season in 2017, though, we did see an increase in microbial biomass for our R2 treatment, which is the treatment where chickens were integrated into that summer cover crop. After harvest in 2018, we see that there's an increase in microbial biomass for the R1 treatment, where chickens were integrated after the spring vegetable crop. The one interesting thing, though, that I saw was that at the end of the season in 2018, that R1 treatment is significantly higher for both the R2 and R3 treatments, so the fall chicken and the treatment without chickens at all. So when we compared the years, we saw that from 2017 after harvest to after harvest in 2018, all three treatments were significantly higher in microbial biomass compared to the start of the project. When we looked at the end of the season in 2017 and the end of the season in 2018, the only thing that was different was that there was actually a decrease in microbial biomass from the end of the season in 2017 to the end of the season in 2018. Now for active carbon or labile carbon, so this soil sampling, we actually only looked at the end of the season in 2017 and the end of the season soil samples in 2018. And in this one, we saw that the treatment where chickens were integrated in the fall, so into that summer cover crop, was higher in 2018 compared to the treatment that had no chickens in 2018. The thing that I thought is also interesting is that both chicken treatments were higher in labile carbon at the end of the 2018 season compared to when we started in 2017. So some of my preliminary conclusions is that the integration of chickens and cover crops seems to increase labile carbon, as well as there seems to be some increase in microbial biomass, although more, I need to delve a little bit deeper into why there was a decrease in the microbial biomass for that 2018 season R2 treatment in 2018. One interesting thing is just an observation. This is the plot from this year. We were growing spinach. And this is the plot where chickens were on it before they were on it, and below it is that just after one day of having chickens. And so I think we need to look into finding, if we're going to do these integrated systems, especially with chickens, finding a balance between plant cover and the length of time the chickens are on the plot and the buildup of nitrogen and organic matter versus removal of residue by the chickens. And finally, I just wanted to say that soil health and biodiversity are necessary for creating resilient organic systems, and I think the integration of chickens is not something to be overlooked. So, and I just wanted to say thank you.